All righty. Good afternoon, everyone. I am grateful for today. I'm thankful for everyone that is connected. I'm just thankful that we are been given another chance of life, and God has blessed us and continues to breathe life into us. And I'm thankful to be able to share a word of inspiration with you. And last week, I talked about possibly starting on teaching on fasting, and that's what I'm going to do. We're going to begin our series on fasting, and what better way to start off our new year as well. Last Friday, the word of inspiration, it was that God wants a yes. Now we want to go even further. We want to give him a yes when it comes to submitting to his will and growing spiritually. And one of the ways that we can grow spiritually is by willing to let go of things and saying, God, I'm willing to let go of certain things so that I can hear from you. So what we're going to do is going to spend some time for the next couple of weeks and just talk about fasting. So what I want to do is start off, first of all, as always, with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go right into our lesson. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We honor you for your presence in our lives. We just thank you, oh God, because you just show yourself to be mighty and strong in our lives. We thank you for allowing us to connect once again. And we just ask, oh God, that you will use me, oh God, to teach this lesson, oh God, that you have given me and that you've encouraged me and others, oh God, to receive. Father, I pray that they will open up their ears to hear and their hearts to receive, and that they will apply what is being taught to their lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to start off by sharing a story with you. The story is told of a young lumberjack who had become quite proud of his speed at cutting down trees. And he got to a point that he felt he was ready to challenge an older lumberjack who was also known for his ability to a tree cutting contest. So they began chopping, and the younger man went at it with all his vigor, with all of his might. And he chopped down one tree after another without stopping the whole day. And he thought things looked pretty good for him because he noticed that the older lumberjack took about 15-minute break every hour. But at the end of the day, the older lumberjack had chopped down 1/3 more trees than the younger man. And, you know, the younger man was kind of puzzled. And the younger man went to the old master of forestry and asked, how in the world could you cut down more trees than me taking 15-minute breaks every hour? It just didn't make any sense. So the wise older lumberjack looked at him and said, because when I stopped cutting, I took time to sharpen my axe. And this is such a perfect parable for us as Christians where we want to grow spiritually. A lot of us chop away all the time. We're busy, we're doing stuff. And then we wonder why the trees aren't falling. We look at other people who don't seem to be working half as hard as we are, yet they seem to be making a lot more progress spiritually. And just maybe the difference is that they have taken time out to sharpen their axes. And that's what the spiritual discipline of fasting is all about, sharpening the axe of our inner person so that we can achieve spiritual victory. How many of us really sharpen our axes? How many of us actually sharpen our inner person? And most of us have heard a lot of prayers, heard a lot about prayer, but I wonder how much of us have been taught about the importance of fasting. We know really good, you know, how important prayer is, but how many of us really understand how important fasting is? Jesus said that in his absence, fasting was to be a priority for his people. Jesus himself said that in his absence, that fasting was to be a priority for his people. The word of God says over in Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 15, it says, the attendants of the bridegroom cannot mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them, can they? But the days will come when the bridegroom, who is Jesus, is taken away from them and they will fast. And since we can't see Jesus face to face, or we can't have that conversation with him face to face, fasting is a way that we can make a special link with him. And when we need to have a spiritual breakthrough in our life, we need to what? Fast. So what I want to do during this series is to talk to you about the importance of fasting. And I want to make four important points about fasting. It's going to take some time to do this for the next couple of weeks, but I think it's very good and it's very interesting. And I think it's great, as I stated in the beginning, it's a great way to start off our new year. But let's start off by defining fasting. What is fasting? Fasting is the deliberate abstinence from some form of physical gratification for a period of time in order to achieve greater spiritual goal. That's what fasting is. What are you willing to let go of? What physical gratification are you willing to say, I'm not going to do, so that I can hear from God? Fasting usually involves setting aside food. I was just talking to one of our coworkers and earlier today, and she had mentioned how coffee is hard for her. And so what are you willing, what is it that you love so much that you're willing to let go of? Me, I love me a good Snickers bar. What is it that you love so much that you're willing to say, okay, I'm not going to eat this? What are you willing to say, I'm willing to fast so that I can get stronger and closer to God? Fasting, as I said, involves setting aside food. And I'm going to say something to you, for those of you that are married as well, this includes sex and marriage, and that's in the Word of God. But of course, both have to be in agreement. I need to say that. Both need to be in agreement. And a lot of Christians, we tend to fast. We want to fast from certain things, but we can also fast from television. We can also fast from social media. Whatever is drawing a lot of attention and that you are not given to God, that's what you can fast from. You see what works best for you. Fasting calls us to renounce the natural in order to invoke the supernatural. So when we fast, we say no to ourselves and we can hear a yes from God. And remember last week I said God wants a yes. When we say no to ourselves, we can then give God a yes. We're saying yes to God. And it's not only during the time of crisis. A lot of times we're saying, well, I'm going to fast because I want to hear from God, because I need to make a decision. No, we should want to fast just to want to get close to God, not just to hear from him for a decision that you need to make or for direction, but hear from him for spiritual direction, not just to make a decision, should I do this or should I do that? But God, I want to get closer to you. People throughout the scripture often fasted in situations that demanded spiritual breakthrough. And God wants to do that with us as well. Fasting is an appropriate response to physical and emotional needs. And I just want to encourage you to make sure that you fast, that you spend time with God. One of the things that I have learned with regard to fasting is that sometimes it's just not easy. Being willing to say, I'm not going to do something or I'm not going to eat during certain times. Now, I think about when I have to have my physical exam, and when they're in that physical exam, we all have to what? Fast, because they need to do blood work. And if you're anything like me, I want my exam first thing in the morning so I don't have to fast all day. If I can get my exam first thing in the morning, you can get my blood work in, I am a happy camper. But how many of us are willing to fast for God? How many are us willing to say, yes, God, whatever you want? We become servants to the cry of our flesh to receive food. We don't want to be servants of our flesh. We eat for ourselves. But when we fast, God says, this is for me. We eat for ourselves. But when we fast, God is saying, this is for me. Just as food satisfies us, fasting satisfies God. because we are saying to him, the cry of my soul for you is greater than the cry of my stomach for food and anything else. That's why fasting gets God's attention like nothing else. What are you willing to give to him? What are you willing to give up for him? I think about when we are working on something, or when I'm working on something and I'm focused, I'm laser focused, and I can go throughout a whole day just about fasting, not trying to fast, but not eating, because I'm on a mission. I'm trying to complete a project. How many of you have done the very same thing? Some people in business will go all day without stopping to eat if they're trying to close a major deal. In other words, the value of that deal overrides the value of a meal. And God is saying the same thing holds true to the spiritual life. Fasting teaches us to give up a craving of the body because we have a deeper need of the soul. And something unique happens when we fast. God sharpens our spiritual focus so we can see things more clearly. And one purpose of fasting is to show you how well you are doing with your inner person. Some people spend all their time making their outer person beautiful, while their inner person is downright nasty and ugly. In fact, the uglier the inner person, the more some people spend trying to camouflage it, right? But I want to encourage you to not just focus on your outside, but also focus on the inside. Focus on the inside. You know, Paul talked about how we are our spirit, soul, and body. We tend to say that we're body, soul, and spirit, but the right order is we are spirits, we are soul, and we are body. And let me break it down to you this way. We are spiritual beings that has a soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions that resides in this body. This body, your body, does not know that it is saved. You've got to bring your body under subjection. Understand this, that when God speaks to you, he's not speaking to your body. He's speaking to your spirit. So we are spirit beings. So when he speaks to our spirit always receives. When we receive it, what happens? Then our soul, the spirit speaks to our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. Our mind and will and emotions sometimes receive what the spirit is saying, and sometimes it doesn't. When it does receive it, it then what? Speaks to our body. We are spirit, we are soul, and we are body. The body enables you to communicate with your environment. It gives you other awareness, but we are spirit beings that has a soul that resides in the body. I want to give you a perfect example just before I close on today, and we'll continue on next week. We need to live from our spirit out of our bodies. The reason so many people have messed up bodies is because they have messed up souls. And the reason they have messed up souls is because their spirits are not under the control of the Holy Spirit. And if we want to really live, the spirit or the inner person must be set free. And our spirits must be cracked open to release the spirit's life. And fasting helps us to do this. I remember reading this perfect illustration some time ago about a popcorn. I remember where it talked about that every kernel of a popcorn has moisture. Think about a popcorn. One kernel. If you try to eat that kernel unpopped, you try to put that in your mouth and you try to eat it, you're going to what? Break your teeth. But every kernel of a popcorn has moisture in the center of it. And when you put the corn in the microwave, what happens is the microwave heats up the moisture. Some of you may remember, those of us who are older, that Jiffy Pop popcorn. Remember how you used to shake it on top of the stove? I know I'm dating myself. The same thing applies. When the moisture hits, what happens is that the steam pushes against the shell. And all of a sudden you hear a pop, 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 followed by more pops. And then it's popping really fast. And you wouldn't think that that tiny little shell will hold all that stuff because the shell is suppressing what's on the inside. But the environment of the microwave or even the stove, that the steam breaks open the shell to bring what's on the inside. And when you come to God in the environment of fasting, he heats up our spirits. This is good, which inflames our soul, which then breaks through our body and the results of righteous living. That's a great result, but it only happens when you come into God's presence and bow before him in humility and allow him to break you. To be broken means to be stripped of your self-sufficiency. So what I want to do is encourage you to be willing to be broken. Be like that popcorn. Open yourself when that steam hits, when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with you, allow your spirit to open up and to grow. This is our first lesson on fasting. Again, I pray that this is a blessing to you. This is our beginning of our series on fasting. I'm hoping that you will join in for the next couple of weeks as we go a little deeper, as we learn more on fasting on the next few weeks. But what we're going to do is we're going to transition into prayer at this time. And as we transition into prayer, I just want to begin to give God some praise and just give him some glory. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. We thank you, oh God, for even just speaking to us. We thank you for directing us. We thank you, God, for filling us with purpose. Thank you for breathing life into us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. Thank you for mercies that we see every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you for being faithful to us, even when we are not faithful to you. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being our keeper. Thank you for keeping our minds and our body and our spirit. Father, we say thank you on today. We give you praise on today. You are an excellent God, and there is no one like you, and there's no one that can compare to you, oh God. And we realize, oh God, that without you, we cannot do anything. So today, God, even as we come together and as we're learning on fasting, God, it is my prayer on today that as we dive even deeper on fasting, that you will help us, oh God, to grow in you and grow in your spirit, grow in your knowledge, grow in wisdom and understanding what you have for us, oh God, spiritually and naturally, Father. Father, even as we are willing to let go of some things and let go of food and let go of things that we have attached ourselves to, oh God, that have consumed our mind and consumed our time. We're willing to say, God, we're willing to put it on the back burner so that we can grow with you. Father, I pray that as they are willing to say yes to you, that you will help them to be all that you've called them to be, oh God. Help them, oh God, to see, oh God, that you have great things in store for them, oh God. Father, we say thank you. God, we honor you, oh God, for all that you continue to do. Now, God, we thank you, oh God, for making room for us on today. Thank you, oh God, for never giving up on us. We thank you, oh God, and we take this time, oh God, to thank you for your promises. Your promises, oh God, that's throughout the scriptures. We thank you because your promises are yea and amen, oh God, and we have so many promises, oh God, that we can stand on. So, Father, we thank you right now. Now, God, I come before you asking that you please forgive us for craving food more than you, craving things more than you, oh God. Forgive us for craving anything more than you, God. Lord, redirect our hunger. Thank you, God. Be our God. Open our eyes to be to the benefits of fasting. Open our hearts, oh God, to like, oh God, what you want us to like, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us the desire to turn to you with our hearts and with our souls, God, with all of our strength. May we no longer live for bread alone, but for every word that comes out of your mouth, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, oh God, to fast that we might hold fast to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us so that we can grow in you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there's someone who was on this line, oh God, who is not even living their full potential on today, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will cover them and that you will strengthen them, oh God, and remind them, oh God, of who they are in you, Father. Remind them, oh God, that they can do all things but fail, God. God, I am asking you, oh God, that you will strengthen them, that you will comfort them, that you will stir them up, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Stir up the nest, God. Stir them up, oh God. Stir up whatever is within them. Do what you have to do, oh God, to help us to reach our full potential in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, stir up our nest, Father. You already stirring someone's nest. You're stirring my nest. And I say, thank you, letting me know, oh God, that it's time for me to jump out. God, like the eagles stirs the nest of the eaglets when it's time for them to fly. God, I pray that you will stir the nest of your people who are on this line and who are listening, God. God, it's time for them to stretch out and to believe in you, oh God. And even if it means starting to fast, which they've never done before, maybe. Father, I pray, oh God, that their nest will be stirred and they'll be willing to give it a try so that they can grow in you, Father. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. And God, I even pray as we close out this prayer that you, oh God, will continue to bless, oh God, Pierce Insurance. Order their steps in the name of Jesus. 2023, oh God, order their steps, oh God. Guide them, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, in all of our ways, if we acknowledge you, that you will direct our path. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will direct Pierce Insurance and their employees, God, us, direct our path, oh God, and what to do and how to do and how we can grow as a company, Father, in the name of Jesus, how we can be a blessing. Continue to be a blessing to others. God, we say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you're going to do. Thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that we don't even have room to receive. We thank you for blowing our minds individually and as a company. Father, we thank you because even as we step out on faith and begin this fasting, oh God, and understanding what fasting is, we're stepping out on faith because we're ready to grow in you. God, we're saying yes in 2023. Yes to what you want us to do. Yes to how you want to direct us. God, whether it's in business, whether it's in our personal lives, or whether it's our spiritual life, Father, we say yes. And we ask that you will direct us. So we open up our spirit to receive from you. It's in the strong name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Amen.